The Vision Alliance VIPs are a group of people with sight loss who meet four times a year to discuss the issues that they face, with guest speakers, people telling their own personal experiences, and even the odd raffle. I caught up with Colin Hetherington, who founded the group, to find out a bit more about it. And I started off by asking where the group started.
It started 7 years ago. My story is I've actually got RP, later developed into Usher syndrome. A brief insight into that means you're losing your vision and your hearing. So I went from a full working life, even owned a couple of businesses myself, and I found myself at 45, struggling to cope with life. Simple things, even like, how do you go about getting benefits? How do I reach out to people? Am I the only one? That's it. It really seemed to be that way. And I was struggling to get answers. I really was struggling to get answers. So what happened, basically, in a nutshell, I finished work, and you become a big actor to everybody as if everything's all right. But at the same time, you're hiding it so much. And it's really, it can cut you up. So I thought, I'm going to have to do something about this. So I got talking to Retina UK, I think I spoke to quite a bit. And they said they had the seminar. And I got talking to them, a social worker. And the social worker was quite good. And she saw where it was coming from. And she was learning me the long game. And trying to ease the burden, if you like. So she says, if you get yourself to Newcastle Centre for Life, the scientists are talking there. And they're talking about exactly what you've got. They're talking about Usher syndrome and RP. So I was determined to go along. I think it was Sue Drew, who used to work for Retina UK then. Sue says, oh, by the way, Colin's here, and Colin's doing a talk on his journey. And Colin had not heard a thing about this. And Colin was not prepared for this. So I got up on the stage and I started talking, and I quickly realised that the tears that I'd had were the tears of the people in the audience. They were the same. And it was quite moving. And I found that it was like a huge weight lifted off my shoulders. It was like suddenly I was not alone. I could talk. And it was very moving. And Sue decided to say to everybody, by the way, Colin's starting a new group. And I'm saying, Colin doesn't know a thing about this. But I could feel the same thing in the audience. I could feel that they wanted that. So we had a meeting, and within 30 days, we had a venue sorted out and some guest speakers, and the Northern Alliance was born.
And since then, it's just grown and grown, hasn't it? I mean, you're still in the same venue back in Newcastle, but the event has just got bigger and better, hasn't it?
Yeah, it just gets bigger and better. And I'll get people contacting me wanting to speak. So we get people from all over Britain. We get people coming to visit us from London. We've had people from Ireland. I'm now based in Glasgow, but I'm still destined to get to Newcastle every 4 months or whatever to do the meeting. We've met friends for life through the Northern Alliance. We've had amazing days out with everybody. What I tried to do is make it different from any other group. I try to make it enjoyable. I want to make it so you want to come back. I want you to be part of it. I want you to realise you're not alone. I try to make the speakers very up to date on what we are needing. Like the next meeting we've got on the 5th of March, we've actually got someone to talk about counselling from the Thomas Pilkington group. We've also got Gavin Neat from Neatbox, who's developed the Welcome app, which is basically, it gets hotels or shops or whatever, and you put an app on your phone and you put your details in. So if you're going to a hotel, you put your details in. Hi, my name's Colin. I've got a guide dog. I'd like to book a room for tonight. I'd like to be on the lower floor because it's access. And when you walk into the restaurant, it just pings and it tells them behind the desk who you are. We've got Joanne Milne, which is now Joanne White, and her husband Stephen, and they run Cure Usher. New organisation started about 2 years ago, and again, it's all about helping the deafblind community or lots of different things happening, lots of great speakers. You know what I mean? And it's a day of normality, and we usually end up with a sing song and a karaoke, or we've got a band again this time.
It sounds fantastic, honestly, Colin. You've done such a great job with it. What do you think is sort of the main thing that people get from it when they come, maybe for the first time?
The first time they can see you're not different. You're not different. It's your perception. You think everybody else is judging you. You have to get into the way of thinking. It's like, am I really different to anybody else? I can sit here and have a good time and have a good laugh and make good friends, and that's what it's all about. And I can learn new things. We've got people talking about benefits and stuff like that as well. I've got a lady who I actually interviewed for Rent in the UK many years ago. And I've watched her come through, and she's now got a guide dog, and she's now living her life, and she's now doing a bit of cooking for the RNIB, and she's running a cooking class. And I was over the moon the other day. She sent me a video link where she's been interviewed by an Australian TV channel about cooking or baking a cake for the Queen in a competition, which, to me, you look back 5 years, 7 years, no hope would she have of doing that. So it's just growing and growing and growing. And she did the buffet for the last meeting.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us, Colin.
Ellie, thank you very much indeed for getting in touch.
If you'd like to find out more about the Vision Alliance VIPs, you can head over to Facebook and search for Northern Alliance VIPs and join their group to find out more. You can also turn up at the Bridges Hotel in Newcastle on the 5th of March. There's no booking fee and you do not have to book in advance. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.